it is a time of reflection. And I think back to the much smaller and lighter in weight freshman squeezing into a big jacket and trying the FFA creed the first time, and it's amazing just the opportunities that FFA does to open doors for students, and the ability to speak and communicate, and also to be coachable. And I think those are some of the lessons that, as I look back on some of my experiences, are probably the most valuable to me today. And I think particularly in our area, the WRMJ coverage area, we have some great FFA programs, and I think a lot of great students have come out of those programs.
And I'll tell our listening audience, when I first started talking with you, we were talking off the air, you said, you know, you're like, I don't know if I am deserving of being the first person to get this honor. You immediately said, you know, maybe it should be the guy that taught me.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Mr. Kazire, my ag teacher, was a tremendous influence on me. And I understand he'll hopefully be at the banquet that night. So looking really great to connect with him. But I think it really is the ag teachers that make the biggest impact on our students. And, you know, as a lot of us are aware, we have an ag teacher shortage. And so I think it's really important that we continue to support our local FFA programs, and in particular, those young people wanting to become ag educators, because those of us that have been through the FFA program know how influential they can be.